When Valerie McCandless left Wrangell last October and set out to make a life in New York City, there were many hurdles to get over, one of which was finding a job.
There's a cold sense of fear of that you're in this strange place and you have got to find work, and it's got to be work that's going to pay for your living while you're there. And so that was scary.
McCandless left Wrangell after finishing her second term as mayor and arrived in New York jobless, but she soon found employment in her former line of work, nursing. She first worked at a facility that did surgeries for skin cancer patients as well as cosmetic surgery. She then moved on to become the Manhattan liaison for a children's subacute hospital that was located in Queens.
I worked at 15 different hospitals in Manhattan and Brooklyn, and so traveled there always by subway and went to different hospitals every day and helped facilitate children who were going to need to have these subacute rehab services from moving from one facility to another. So mostly worked with social workers and with families.
Her work travels allowed McCandless to become so familiar with the city that she even surprised herself.
I got to know the city very well, and I had many people on the street or in the subway ask me directions, and you just laughed because you got to a point where you could tell them where they needed to go or what they needed to do, because you traveled to those places. And certainly when I arrived there, that's not what I would have anticipated, because I personally was scared when I got there. We got there in the evening time, and we arrived in Newark, New Jersey, took the train over to Midtown and the subway down. And when you got out, you were just surrounded by a canyon of buildings. And you have this sense of panic set in, like, how am I ever going to find my way home, you know? But you, of course, do. And I think it's real similar to what I think people, whenever you move somewhere different, you think, how am I going to do this? And then after you're there a while, you find out you can.
The longer McCandless lived in New York City, the more she started seeing similarities between Wrangellites and New Yorkers.
They were very friendly and helpful. And what I found is that people there tend to lead a very compartmentalized life, and when they're sitting on the subway or whatever they're doing, they're reading or different things. But if you ask directions or anything, people are incredibly helpful. They want to know where you're from, and they're interested in what you're doing in New York City, and they're very proud of where they live.
Something that was very different about living in New York City versus living in Wrangell was their living space. McCandless and her daughter Trina lived in an old 15-story flatiron building that was built in the early 1900s. It was located in Lower Manhattan in the Financial District, about four blocks from the World Trade Center site.
This old building was converted into what was nice apartments, and our particular one was about the size of the room that you're interviewing me in. It's about 350 square feet, which included the kitchen room, which served as, it had a bed in it and a dresser, and it was kind of like a hotel room is what it was sort of like.
McCandless says her favorite spot in all of New York is St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is where she worshipped. The church is located in Lower Manhattan, adjacent to the World Trade Center site. When the buildings fell on September 11th, the church was undamaged. During that time, it became a center for the relief effort, and McCandless finds it to be a great place of hope.
It has become, since then, a pilgrimage site, and so throughout the weekdays and even during Sunday worship, you have people from all over the world there going through to see the memorials, the testimonies, the letters of thanks that are all within that building. And if anyone has a chance to go to New York City, that is certainly a place that I think would be very meaningful for you to have a chance to see.
Despite having a wonderful experience in New York City, McCandless was more than happy to return home. She's delighted to be seeing everyone in town, but she's most excited to be with her husband again.
I'm really glad to be back with Dave, because many folks don't know, but when he was a geologist, he used to have to do field work and was gone several months. So we had experienced some periods of that in our past lives together. But this has been a really long year. I mean, I've really missed him, and so it's really nice to be home.
And while she thinks community members generally need to stay in tune with what's going on, it's unclear whether or not McCandless will find herself back in city politics.
I don't know what the future will hold as far as on how that's going to be, but certainly I think all of us need to stay a part of the system and engaged in the system.
Now that McCandless is back in Wrangell, her plans include finding part-time employment, working on her house, and finding opportunities to visit her granddaughter in Pittsburgh. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.